January 6, 2021 exposed the fragileness of our country's democracy. Since then, it seems the schism has grown even wider, reaching even to Election Day and poll workers. Star 97.7 asked Maine Secretary of State Shenna Bellows about the biggest threats facing our elections.
There are three enormous threats facing our elections today: cyber threats, disinformation, conspiracies and lies about our elections, and that, of course, leads to threats and intimidation against election workers, including even threats of violence and death threats.
Bellows notes elections are not just every 2 to 4 year events, and her office is always working to ensure integrity.
We are working on upgrading our central voter registration system, making sure we have up-to-date tabulators for counting those votes, implementing a new post-election audit program, and increasing our cybersecurity and physical security measures, as well as conducting training all across the state.
Elections in America today are often contentious, divisive, and uncivil, with poll workers and town clerks even receiving threats of violence and death threats. Star 97.7 spoke with Maine Secretary of State Shenna Bellows, who reminds citizens, it's up to us to bring about change.
I was talking to a longtime Maine election official, and she was telling me that elections used to be like homecoming. Voters would come to the polls with pies, cookies, hugs. We need to revive that civic spirit. So I encourage anyone who has questions about our election integrity, sign up today to be a volunteer poll worker. See for yourself firsthand the safeguards and checks and balances on our elections.
Check with your local municipality. They'll be happy to have your support and will provide all the training you need. You might even want to bake a pie to bring along, just for old time's sake. Our elections are in peril. Town clerks are quitting amidst threats and intimidation. Lies and misinformation are rampant across social media and other so-called sources. Maine Secretary of State Shenna Bellows tells Star 97.7, Congress needs to provide consistent, reliable funding to safeguard our elections.
I've partnered with my colleagues across the country in Issue 1, Republicans and Democrats, calling on Congress for at least $400 million in federal election grants. That's the kind of investment we need to protect our democracy.
Bellows adds the measures passed to protect election workers here in Maine need to be available across the nation.
We also need federal protections for our election workers. We've made great strides here in Maine. The legislature passed important legislation to protect Maine election officials. My colleagues and election officials across the country need those same sorts of protections. That's why Congress needs to act.
Despite all the negatives and misinformation surrounding our country's elections, Secretary of State Shenna Bellows tells Star 97.7, when it comes to the polls, Maine has a lot about which we can boast.
We should be so proud here in Maine. We were number one in the nation in voter turnout in 2022, with 73% of our registered voters turning out to vote. The secret to our success is we make it accessible to register, accessible to vote, and voters have that confidence. So we need to continue to safeguard the security of our elections. Let's be number one in 2024.
For more information on safeguarding elections and how you can get involved, visit issue1.org.